You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. With the conviction in Minneapolis of the police officer who murdered George Floyd and the funeral tomorrow in the same city of Dante Wright, a black 20-year-old killed by a police officer who says she made a mistake, let's check in on policy and money aimed at addressing systemic racism. Joining us from Minneapolis this morning is Mark Morial, Chairman and CEO of the National Urban League. Mr. Morial, thanks for jumping on with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
A bill to overhaul policing in America got through the House of Representatives, but I don't know, appears immobile in the Senate. Do you see prospects for unsticking that legislation?
There is a pathway forward, but it requires a sense of an understanding how critical this moment is. And while the verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial is an important moment for justice, it does not do what is necessary to address systemic issues. So the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act is reasonable. It is the best chance that the Congress of the United States has to put a marker down to create a framework at the federal level for changing in policing. But let's be clear, a federal law alone, even a strong federal law, is not enough. The change that has to occur city by city, county by county, town by town, state by state. I've talked to a number of police chiefs who want the George Floyd Justice and Policing Bill. They want to run departments that have integrity and respect for the community, and a federal framework will help. The George Floyd Justice and Policing Bill is to be pro-good policing in America, is to be pro-good public safety in America, and it is not an attack on police. It is an effort to do what we do in this nation time after time. We see a problem, we see institutional failures, and we fix them.
Something else I wanted to ask you about. There are companies that made big dollar pledges to address systemic racism, including announcing money for black-owned businesses. You know, there's a flurry of this last June into July. Some companies swiftly got the money out the door. Other companies are still getting their act together on the pledges. Coming up on a year here, Mark, do you think there's a need for more accountability or maybe monitoring pledges versus performance?
I think that when we get beyond the pandemic, the effect and the results of those investments will be easier for people to see and witness. Secondarily, the new commitment by some foundations and some corporations, in my view, simply leveled the philanthropic playing field. The philanthropic playing field had been so unlevel, like so much of American life, that the important issue of accountability is whether many of these companies understand that a one-time commitment is not what we need in this country. We need a sustained commitment to eradicate structural racism, to build bridges in this nation, to eliminate disparities in health and education and economics. The justice system worked in Minneapolis, but working one time is not what we seek. We seek a change that is long-term, that's systemic, and that's sustainable.
It's always good to talk to Mark Morial, President and CEO of the National Urban League. He's speaking from Minneapolis today. Mr. Morial, thank you.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be with you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.